This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana's largest workers' union has selected its next president, Melissa Romano, a teacher and state lawmaker from Helena. The Montana Federation of Public Employees represents about 18,000 members across the state, from public school teachers to Montana Highway Patrol troopers to a variety of state agency employees. At the MFPE annual meeting in Helena earlier in April, more than 300 delegates selected their next slate of leaders. Romano is a longtime teacher with Helena Public Schools, currently teaching 8th grade math at Helena Middle School. She was Montana's Teacher of the Year in 2018. Melissa Romano was also the Democratic nominee for Montana Superintendent of Public Instruction in 2016 and 2020, and currently serves in her second term in the Montana House of Representatives. Romano says she plans to finish out this school year at Helena Middle School and to keep her seat in the House until the end of the year, though she did not run for re-election to the state legislature. Current MFPE President Amanda Curtis has been leading the union since 2020, when she took over for longtime leader Eric Fever. Curtis did not seek another term as president this year and plans to return to her hometown of Butte as a teacher next school year. Curtis said, "Together over the past 6 years, we've won historic pay plans for state and higher education employees, secured a statewide school health trust, and held the line against unaccountable privatization and union busting." Amanda Curtis previously served in the Montana House of Representatives and was a Democratic candidate for U.S. Congress before becoming president of Montana's largest labor union. Curtis will officially hand over the reins on MFPE on June 15th. There's a rabbit roundup happening in Helena. Feral rabbits have taken over the Rodney Street area in the capital city, with abandoned pets establishing neighborhood colonies and damaging landscaping, gardens, and infrastructure in Helena. Around 100 feral rabbits make their home on Rodney Street, and although they are cute, they have proven to be destructive. So Carroll College's anthropology department has hopped in to help. Lily Vickers, a Carroll College anthrozoology student, said, "Domestic rabbits cannot breed with our cottontails, and so they have this competition for resources in the area, and more often than not, it's the domestic rabbits that win." The Rodney rabbit colony has been a growing issue for nearly a decade, and with so many rabbits, it was a hard task to tackle. Carroll College anthrozoology student Lily Vickers has surveyed more than 150 residents in the area and mapped out rabbit hotspots. 90% of those surveyed want the rabbits gone. Vickers said, "From my surveys, I learned that while most of the residents enjoy watching the rabbits, they don't like the issues they cause in their gardens, and they don't like finding dead animals." On one Saturday in April, 10 traps were set and volunteers netted 2 rabbits with the goal to capture the babies to spay and neuter. Trapping the rabbits not only benefits Rodney residents, but also anthrozoology students who will research best practices to combat feral rabbit populations and determine whether or not contraceptive vaccinations could work for Rodney's rabbits. After domestic dogs and cats, rabbits are the third most abandoned animal, and releasing pet rabbits is how challenges like the Rodney rabbit colony arise. Vickers and her Carroll College professor and fellow students will continue to trap younger rabbits, and they are working on obtaining land where adult rabbits can live instead of the Rodney Street neighborhood. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.